This is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Maryam, Ruku 1, verse 6. This day,
all the focus of attention is on Surah Maryam. Eh? It's a coincidence.
Surah Maidam, sorry. Sorry. Mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Maida.
You were carried away by Bashir's enthusiasm. Eh?
Al-Maida.
Yes.
This day, all good things have been made lawful for you, and the food of the people of the book is lawful for you.
That's right.
And your book is lawful for them. And your food is lawful for them.
Yes.
And lawful for you are chaste believing women, and chaste women from among those who were given the book before you. When you give them their dowries, contracting valid marriage and not committing fornication, nor taking secret paramours, and whoever rejects the faith, his work indeed is vain, and in the hereafter he will be among the losers.
Yes.
I shall be most grateful if Hazur most kindly explain the following points for our guidance. Does the surah refer to Jews, Christians and Hindus as the people who were given the book? Secondly...
Now, just a minute. Let's first deal with the first part of the question. Why have you concluded that just these three people who you have mentioned received books from God, and no other books were revealed to any other people?
More should be added, Hazur.
Huh?
More should be added.
No, though, how you can't add a book now.
I gave an example.
All the books have already been revealed.
I know Hazur Confucius had a book.
Huh?
I know that.
Hazur, so why did you omit those names?
Hazur, this is my mistake.
Pardon?
It was a mission on my part.
The question simply should be, does it refer to all the peoples of the books, wherever they were? My answer would be yes, of course.